Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Thank you very much for this interview. And I've got to say, for folks who are listening, this whole interview on 680news.com, I'm here at a very special performance. This is the first time I got a chance to hear your music live. Absolutely incredible. Honestly, I felt like I was seeing history and then listening to history. You have an incredible voice, especially for folks who don't realize this. This morning you woke up and you didn't have a voice.
Yeah, I had, and still do have a little swelling on my glands. I don't know what it is. It's very humid at the moment, so I'm walking into a lot of buildings with very harsh air conditioning. So it may be something to do with the hot and the cold and the hot and the cold. But I am taking some strong painkillers, so I got through the show, and I really enjoy singing. So it really scares me if there's something going on in my throat that means I can't get the sound out. So I'm okay for now. Thank you.
What you accomplished today, too. I mean, we're talking about the illness. Then, of course, we had some radio sounds kicking out through the speakers for some unknown reason. Then there was some feedback. But you still, in some incredible way, put on such a beautiful performance. The love of music, where does that come from for you?
Thank you. I don't know. I've always been sensitive to music, I suppose. And it's the one thing in the world, in my life, that makes me truly happy. And it's to write a song or to play a song or to sing is just like nothing else, the feeling that it gives me. So I don't know. I've been doing it from a very young age. And my dad is also... has been very influential. He's a musician as well, but just for pleasure, which I love, because he made me just think about how you should use music, just because it brings you happiness. So I don't know, just from a very young age.
You know, I love the story that I read about your dad getting you your first guitar on eBay.
Yeah, he did. I actually, when I was younger, I had the opportunity to learn from when I was 7, but I just, for some reason, wasn't really interested in guitar and just thought it was for boys, and I wanted to play piano instead, so I turned my back on it. But then when I was 18, I was hanging out with people that played guitar and bass and were in bands and recorded music as well, and I became very influenced by them and wanted to find another way to accompany myself. And my dad was over the moon to find out that I wanted to learn guitar finally. So we immediately got on eBay and found one for about £20, and we drove to Stevenage, where it was, so we didn't have to pay shipping, and we picked up the guitar, and he taught me how to tune it while we were driving back, and I was sitting in the back seat of the car.
But you realize, and you've already heard this, I mean, for us just to hear your music, the immediate comparisons to Adele, the comparisons to the late Amy Winehouse. How do you describe your music? Because there is a difference.
Yeah, I'd say I don't really know how to describe my music. I feel like it's definitely soul music. Because I'm singing about my life. I'm singing true stories. I'm very influenced by the blues and jazz and just all kinds of music that's based on feeling. So I'd say it's quite eclectic soul music.
But you've had a chance to tour some great people too.
Yes, I'm very lucky. To have met these people and to know them, and so that they know about me. So I toured with Bon Iver, and that was the first support tour that I'd done, and I was completely on my own, and it was amazing to, you know, just get to know Justin and the band. Lots of my friends were very jealous, so that was super cool. And then I toured with Bombay Bicycle Club in the UK recently. That was tremendous fun. That was the first tour I did with like my full band. And then I recently, just for one show, but you know, it was the most amazing experience, was to support Erica Badu in London. And I dreamt of just meeting her, or you know, giving her a hug, or singing with her or something, and then my dream finally came true, and I supported her in London a few weeks ago, and it was really amazing because I've always loved her audience as well, because I'm one of the people that would be in her audience, so I was intrigued to find that I could, you know, they could respond to my music as well. So I was really fine.
Respond to your music. Hmm. Debuting at number 2 in the UK. Hmm. That's
yeah,
a that,
four.
Four. Oh, four. Still,
this week was number 2.
Still top 5.
Yeah.
We're talking about here. That I think is a great response when you realize that was happening.
Yeah.
And also you've been touted as the next big thing to come out of the UK. People are really gearing up for your music.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the response and the critics loving what you're doing?
Well, it's really amazing. It makes me so happy it makes me even more happy for this to be my job. I couldn't believe it when I got into the top 10. I mean, because so much time and work has gone into making the record. So, I mean, once it's done, you're kind of like, oh, what do I do now? It's done, so we just put it out, I guess. And it's amazing the messages I get from people on Twitter and Facebook and various things on my email, just, you know, saying that they're connecting with the music and that they like it. That's all I ever wanted, really. So it's absolutely amazing. But I don't want to you know, be overexposed or anything, just so people don't get sick of me. And also, it will leave me somewhere to go with the next record. I'd love to make records for the rest of my life, and just develop musically with each album. So I mean, hopefully I can live up to this next big thing.
And how do you best describe this album as?
I'd say it's emotional. And guitar and piano based, but the voice is the most important feature, and the lyrics. I think it's quite eclectic as well. There's a lot of situations that I've talked about that I've gone through in real life, and just used songwriting to decipher them, and hopefully people can relate to some of them. I'd say that it accurately represents who I am as a musician at this point in my life. And it's also kind of a journal of my life over the last few years while I've been writing the record, discovering music for myself and discovering who I am, which I've tried to document in the album. So I'm never going to make another debut. So hopefully it's got enough in there to teach you about me, but also maybe you want to know a bit more and want to hear the next one.
To follow you, where do we go on Twitter?
Hmm?
To follow you on Twitter, where do we go?
Oh, I am. Yes, I love Twitter. I'm on Twitter. So my Twitter name is my full name. So @ Leanne Lahavas, which is LianneLahavas. It's all phonetic, all one word, all lowercase. Hit me up.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you very much.